Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Sooner or later, your legs give out. You'll hit the ground.
You should really see a doctor about that. So, Patrick, I'm at your house in your basement right now, and I was just kind of, you know, leafing through some the many record albums you have.
Yeah, I have a few.
And I came across this new one.
Yeah, look at that. It's still sealed. Actually, Jim, that's not even out yet. It might be out when you hear this. I'm not exactly sure when the street date is of monumental release.
Monumental release. This is going to be the biggest of 2018, right up there with, I don't know, what else is coming out? Anderson .Paak and
that's right.
You know, all that stuff. So, what do we have here? We have Wingtip Sloat.
It's the Wingtip Sloat. It's a new album from Wingtip Sloat. It's our long-awaited third album, studio record. And it also comes with a CD called Wingtip Sloat's Lost Decade that contains 31 songs. Because, you know, time gets away from you. And it's been a few decades since...
Wait a second. So there's... Okay, there's this... album here that has 10 songs.
That's right. It's a 12-inch 45 with 10 songs on it. And then there's a 31-song CD inside.
What?
Yeah. So you get a lot of value. Uh-huh.
Wow. That's...
Yep. And it's called Purge and Swell, and it's on the VHF label, whose owner, I think, and operator, Bill Kellum, is probably, you know, in the early signs of dementia because he paid for a Wingtip Sloat album and a full-color cover.
So. It's wonderful.
Now we love Bill to death.
So congratulations on this.
Thank you.
And if people want to buy this, they go to vhfrecords.com.
That's right, vhfrecords.com. And also included is a download code for the vinyl.
All right. Well, I'm not opening this now.
Yeah, keep that sealed.
And because I may just want to go and resell it right away and make my fortune. I think I'm just going to keep that.
It'll be hotter than any record store day release.
Peoples, check that out.
Yep.
Now, speaking of Perfect Pop,
mm-hmm.
we are doing that all this week. We have listener picks. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we have a call here. We have another call.
Yeah.
Now, I was telling you this off air earlier that as I was putting this stuff together, we have... material that goes back to like last year.
Yeah.
Calls that we have not gotten to. And so we finally have. And I think today's call and I also think tomorrow's call are actually from 2017.
Wow.
And just sitting there, that light's been blinking and I finally answered it. So
I hope these people are still subscribed to our show.
Me too. I have a feeling they really got upset that we never ran these calls.
It's like, screw these guys.
Yeah. Well, Eric, if you're still listening, here's your call.
Hi, this is Eric Spar from suburban Philadelphia, and my Perfect Pop song is The English Beat, Save It for Later. It's got a couple of advantages. One, it's Pete Townsend's favorite song, but more important than that is when I was in college and that would come on the radio, everybody in the car would end up singing the song. Just last week, I'm in the car with my wife, my 12-year-old daughter. It came on. And we were all singing the song. How can you not be Perfect Pop if everybody, no matter your age, no matter when, can sing it and enjoy it? I have a lot of others, but this was the one that I thought would be the piece de resistance. Thank you.
Okay, I've heard that one before.
Oh, man, where to begin? That's a beautiful song. That's such a cool story, too, about the sing-alongs in the car. I love that.
Love that. Mm-hmm. So, English Beat, Save It For Later, off of Special Beat Service, 1982.
Mm-hmm.
This is a album that I am very familiar with because in my college days, I had the cassette of this, which meant that I listened to it a lot because I would walk around campus with my Walkman, like, all the time. And so, I've listened to this album front to back probably hundreds of times.
Wow. Amazing.
And it's an incredible album. And of course, that's a standout song. And everybody loves that song, right?
Yeah, they do. And, you know, speaking of cars, I'm so proud to say that Dave Wakeling drove in my old car.
Yeah, he rode in the car.
He rode
right?
in there.
Yes.
Rode in the old Kia that burst into flames. And that's great. You know, listening...
It didn't burst into flames while he was
no,
in it.
No, luckily.
Let's just clarify that.
Because that would have been terrible.
Years later, it burst into flames.
I would have thrown myself upon him to save him, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
Interesting, you know, you mentioned kind of the old days, too, Jim, because when I started getting to English Beat, they were like, they represented something pretty exotic to me. They were like English, they were multiracial, you know, they had... a ska influence to them. They there were world beat kind of influences in their music, yet they blended it all in this kind of very friendly kind of early indie rock kind of pop way. Like, I love the way the guitars are recorded on that song. They sound so perfect. And I think a lot of indie rock bands just copied the way those, you know, the rhythm guitars over here and sort of the semi lead guitars over there. And they just sound great, but they're both kind of lo-fi and kind of chimey. And I don't know. I just love everything about that. It just speaks to the early 80s and the way, you know, guitars are recorded.
Yeah.
And those little horn touches are fantastic too.
Well, and you can probably also listen to that song many, many times and not even realize that in the second verse or somewhere around that there later in the song where those strings come in.
Oh, I know.
Because they're just kind of gorgeous. So perfectly integrated, incorporated into the song that they don't really stand out. It just totally feels right. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
And that's a hard thing to pull off.
Really
you
is.
Know, put strings in a rock band.
Yeah.
It often sound kind of cheesy, but it's really well done.
Yeah, you're right.
Well
you done. Don't even notice it.
Yeah.
It feels more like you notice the horns and other things more than those just like lilting, kind of lifting the song up.
So I was just reading a little bit about the song today, and I did know the thing about Pete Townsend really loving this song so much that he covers it on the Deep End Live album, which is a really good record.
2 dozen other stupid reasons why we should suffer all this. I can't seem to find a reason. Just hold my hand while I come to a decision on this. Sooner or later, your legs give way, you hit the ground. Save it for later, don't run away and let me down. Sooner or later, you hit the deck, you get found out. Save it for later, you run away and let me down. Run away.
So he did really like that song a lot.
It's like his perfect pop song.
Yes, I think so. But also, the thing I did not know is how long it took to get this song recorded. Did you know this?
No, I didn't.
So Dave Wakeling apparently wrote this pre-English Beat.
Oh, I never knew that.
And it's on their third album.
Yeah.
He could never get the rest of the band to buy into it. They didn't like the song.
Is that right?
Isn't that funny?
That's so interesting. I never knew that.
They didn't think it meshed with sort of what you were talking about, the ska and the sort of new waveness, that it felt a little bit more sort of old school R&B kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't want to be that. They wanted to be sort of, you know, pushing music forward in some way and not be doing something that sounded maybe a little bit more old school. Finally, apparently the label stepped in and said, this is, you know, they heard a demo or something and said, you know, this song's got to go on the record. Right.
That's
amazing. And so for the third record, it's on there. And it was a big hit song, you know?
Yeah. It's definitely not as jittery and twitchy as
right.
I Just Can't Stop It or, you know, any of the early stuff for sure. That's really, really interesting. What a great songwriter that guy is. And we saw him not even that long ago and he's still got a great voice and, you know, great guitar player, left-handed guitar player.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great spirit. You know, don't
without
you think?
A doubt.
Yeah. Very cool. All right.
Thank you, Eric. I hope you're still a subscriber and listener to our show.
You know, and one last thing I'll say about Dave Wakeling, too, is I liked the way he sings.
Yeah.
Because you mentioned kind of the exotic nature of it. He kind of sings with an accent.
Yeah, he does.
Which you don't hear that often, usually, right?
No. Yeah, it's kind of curious. He doesn't try to hide that, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
And even now that he's kind of an American guy, he doesn't.
That's
which
right.
is really neat.
Yeah. All right. Great pick.
Great pick.
Thank you very much, Eric. We hope that you are still listening. Call again.
Yes.
We'll get to you sooner the next time around.
Promise.
You can call. Anyone can call. And we promise we're going to do these more regularly with the calls. Now that we have an intern who's going through this stuff,
that's right.
It makes it a little bit easier.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you very much, Matt Windler. And by the way, I did finally send him a copy of the mixtape just this past week. So he's got that.
Yeah, I got a record I'll send him. Matt, send me your address if you want a vinyl. It's still sealed.
Very good. Anyway, phone number to call,
612-440-1984.
Do that. Call. Tell us about a song you think is perfect and why. The why is important. Also, and any funny family stories about driving around listening to music. We like that too.
Those are always good.
Or you can email rock@suburbspod.com or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram and you can comment there or DM us, whatever you like to do. Those are all at suburbspod. All right?
All right.
All right, let's get out of here. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Limited edition,
that's right. Limited to as many as people want to buy.